I never want to see your ugly faces again, Cole shouted at the lawyer and his parents after finding out he wouldn't be released. But still, his parents tried to see him. Because of their divorce, they visited separately. That's how much they thought about themselves and about him, Cole thought. They couldn't even swallow their dumb pride and visit together. During each visit, Cole relaxed on his bed and pretended to read a newspaper, completely ignoring them. He liked watching his parents, especially his dad, squirm and get frustrated. Some days, his dad got so mad he turned beet red and twitched because he couldn't lay a finger on Cole with the guards watching. Finally, his parents quit trying to visit. Even Nathaniel Blackwood quit stopping by except when hearings and depositions required his presence. Cole didn't like the lawyer. Blackwood was a stiff man and spoke artificially, as if he were addressing an audience through a microphone. Cole swore he wore starch on everything. Judging by how he walked, that included his underwear. The only person who insisted on visiting regularly was Garvey, the stocky youth probation officer who stopped by the detention center almost daily. Cole couldn't figure Garvey out. He knew the probation officer was super busy. So why did he visit so often? What was his angle? Everybody had an angle, something they wanted. Until Cole could figure out what Garvey wanted, he resented the visits. He didn't need a friend or a babysitter. During one visit, Garvey asked casually, I know you're in control, champ, but would you ever consider applying for circle justice? What's circle justice? It's a healing form of justice practiced by native cultures for thousands of years. I'm no Indian, Cole said. Garvey spoke patiently. You don't have to be a Native American or First Nation. Anybody can love, forgive, and heal. Nobody has a corner on that market. What's in it for me? Garvey shook his head. If you kill my cat, normally the police fine you, and that's it. We still hate each other. I still feel bad about my cat, and you're angry because you have to pay a fine. In circle justice, you sign a healing contract. You might agree to help me pick out a new kitten and care for it as part of the sentencing. Why would I want to take care of a dumb cat? Because you've caused my cat and me harm. By doing something for me and for another cat, you help make things right again.
What if I don't care about you and your dumb cat?
Then do it for yourself. You're also a victim. Something terrible has happened to you to make you want to kill a poor, small animal.
Cole shrugged. Feeding a dumb cat beats paying a fine.
Garvey smiled and clapped Cole on the back. You just don't get it, do you, champ?